Invisible Tacoma came out of a national movement. There are a number of chapters that are involved in local politics. Indivisible Tacoma has an active group, some of whom you will meet in a moment. But first, I want to let you know what Indivisible Tacoma stands for. You can find their value statement online at indivisibletacoma.net. And here they are. The mission statement of Indivisible Tacoma is: Indivisible Tacoma is a volunteer organization with a mission to elect progressive leaders and advocate for progressive policies. We defend democracy, support universal health care, and advocate for humane immigration policies. We promote social, racial, economic, and environmental justice through a lens of equity for all communities. Our values list includes democracy and voting rights, healthcare and expanded Medicare, climate protection and renewable energy, safe streets, gun safety, safe policing, equity for race, gender, LGBTQ, and disability, reproductive choice and contraception, good wages, jobs, and labor rights, immigration and criminal justice reform, economic justice and tax fairness, clean water, air, soil, and food, public education and teaching truth, privacy protection, housing for all, green, accessible transportation, and safeguard of public lands and wildlife. Here are some voices from Indivisible Tacoma. My first guest is Julie Angieski.
I'm here with Julie Angieski, one of the founders of Indivisible Tacoma. Hi, Julie.
Hi. I'm not a founder. I'm not one of the founders, actually. I actually was there at some of the original meetings, but I thought it was very disorganized. I had just retired and moved here from Minnesota.
So, Julie, you say you're not a founder, but you were there at the founding. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I was. I came to some of the early meetings that were at the Unitarian Universalist Church. We had hundreds of people show up, and but it was very disorganized, and people didn't exactly know. New people stepped in to be leaders, which was great. It still seemed to be very kind of not clear. And of course, that was probably true nationally. Indivisibles took off and did so many different things. I'm sure you know that Rachel Maddow gives Indivisible credit for the 2018 shift in having the Republicans resign from Congress and Democrats, about 40 Republicans resigned and 40 Democrats were elected in 2018, and shifting the whole Congress. And so Indivisibles across the country were doing all different things. So I decided that I would just work on what was called the legislative action team. And that seemed like the best to me. And right away in 2017, I discovered that I was new here, but I discovered that it was actually 2016, that Monka Dhingra could flip the Washington State Senate. So I arranged to bring one of her campaign people down to Indivisible Tacoma to speak to us. And we took various carloads of people up to door knock for her campaign in LD 45, I think it is. And so we felt very good about helping with that campaign, flip the Senate. And so our committee was just a committee within it, but we felt that we were really focusing on what Indivisible National wanted, which is let's just work on getting responsive and responsible candidates elected, and then hold them accountable to our values. And so we started working on that. And then at that point, the leadership of Indivisible was having some problems, and they came to me and said, we've talked to various people, and they said that you're the one that should take the leadership. And I was like, What? I was very surprised. And I said, well, it's right in the middle of an election right now. I'll think about it. But after the election, then I got together with some other people who had been working on the legislation committee. And we put together a proposal and brought that to the membership at a membership meeting in January of 2018. And that was adopted. And so we kind of struggled to do a new organizational structure. We started with a steering team of 9 people. It's grown from 9 to 12 people. It's gone back and forth. But these are people that really are dedicated. And since then, we've brought in we've made connections with other allied groups, and we've invited certain activists that were representative of other activities into our steering team. And that has just made us really strong, I think, is that we have these connections. You know, this person will be like Barb Church is working with the Conversation 253 and the anti-LNG movement. And we were doing some things on that, but we didn't have a core person on that. So she just brought in that part to us. And so different people kind of, we were able to connect with different people, and we just have a very strong, trustable steering team. So we've been together now for 6 years and have accomplished a lot and are growing. And some of the indivisible groups across the country have folded. Others have gotten strengthened and been developing. And luckily, ours is one of those groups.
Well, you certainly do a lot. I get the emails from Linda Hood, who's kind of that coordinator. And there's always both a list of events and things that people can do, things like door knocking and sign waving and phone calls and the postcard writing. And there's all sorts of events. And one of the things that I really like is during the midterms. But midterms, you're still busy because you're contacting our state and national representatives about issues that are important and that we don't want to be left forgotten. Yeah, so I'm just totally amazed at all of the things that you accomplish.
We're just thrilled because even though we've been developing also so that we have an elections kind of strand and we have a legislative strand, and there are different people that like those different tasks and so on. So while we've been door knocking, we have been meeting with our local senators and representatives from the local LDs in Greater Tacoma area. That's because we have a team that's working on that and watching those key legislative bills that we want to see passed in this upcoming session. Meanwhile, the rest of us have been working really hard. We have a very detailed and challenging endorsement process. We don't just send questionnaires and then just look at the questionnaires and make a decision. We look around. We do in-depth research online. We may do interviews. We connect with various allied groups to see what is their experience. You know, we then start digging into that. Well, where's the evidence? And that kind of information, it's just not available to the public in you know, newspapers or anything else. You really have to dig into it.
You do a deep dive into these endorsements, and they're all on your website.
Yes, they are. Our endorsements are on our website, and we also make candidate cards that have our endorsements on them, and we do them after the primaries with our endorsements on them. To voters, right now, it's very difficult for voters to get any information other than what's in the voter pamphlet. I mean, they have the TNT does some endorsements. So we come to doors and people are just really puzzled about who to vote for, or they don't really know what people are doing. They don't know what the Pierce County Council even does. Of course, we ourselves have learned a tremendous amount what the Pierce County Council does, what our local city councils, what kind of power they have, what kinds of decisions they're making. and so on. So helping our members also understand that is another one of our tasks.
Mm-hmm. And an important one. You do so much. And, you know, I am always amazed at all the progress that you have made and the difference that you have made. And again, I want to remind people of how to get in touch with you. That's indivisibletacoma.net
is our website. And then if they have questions, they can email indivisibletacomachapter@gmail.com. And we will get the message, and we're all very good at responding to people. So we would love to hear. And if people want to get involved, that's the other thing. Right now, we have a social event once a month, but we want to have a place where people can just come together and share their anxieties and their excitement, you know, whatever they're experiencing at the moment, and get some support and hear about things, actions they can take. We're very action oriented in terms of, you know, actions make people feel better. You know, if you're listening to the television and it's making you unhappy, then taking action, even if it's like not going to change the trajectory of the whole country, but taking action on something even local really makes you feel like, well, you know, I'm doing something, I'm making a difference. So, and it can be actions like you say, like writing postcards. It can be actions like we do during the legislative session. We have this amazing program called Take Action Network, which helps people very quickly just sign a letter to your local legislators and make at the precise moment when it's going to make the most difference, like when it's in committee. It's something that, you know, as a regular person, most people wouldn't know how to, well, when is this going to committee? How can I make a difference? No, you can actually contact, that's through Take Action Network. And that has been developing now for several years. And so a number of us are really getting going on that. So we're kind of seasonal. We have seasonal things. In the fall and winter, the late fall and winter, we're concentrating on legislation and also locating candidates for the next year, because we actually try to recruit candidates for some of these local positions, especially school boards and city councils, but also and county council. And then we move into legislature session, and we're very, very involved in lobbying and meeting with our legislators. And then at the same time, our elections team is working on beginning to make endorsements, investigating, and so on. And so then the elections team takes off, and it starts making plans for how are we going to get these people elected. And we have learned so much about cutting turfs and getting out on the doors, and how can you really help people understand what's at stake in these elections and what really are the skills or the problems with candidates. You know, why did we endorse this candidate and not that one? And not just, they don't have to take our word for it. We're happy to share our research with anyone that asks it. That's the other thing that I think is so great about Indivisible, is that we really emphasize not having internal fights. We really support each other. We kind of have a consensus model. Not that everyone's crazy about every decision that we make, but we really listen to each other. We don't always get our own way, which is fine. And we're happy with that, because when we come together, we really feel united and we stay united. And I think that's really been one of our key benefits, is that we really just highly respect each other, and have developed friendships and things through this connection. And it's not that easy in retirement to to, you know, make new connections and new friends with people. So we have a lot of retired people, we have young people, but we know that they're working, and their time is more limited, but they are beginning to come into our organization too, which we're happy about.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, when I think of Indivisible Tacoma, I think of a cartoon that I saw years ago. And the cartoon was a crowd of people. There were just like hundreds of people all standing there. And they all had this little thought bubble coming out of their heads. And each one was saying, "Well, what can one person do?"
I've seen that. It is a great one. Yes, it is actually
And
great.
so you have the answer to that. Thank
Well,
you. This
oh,
is great.
thank you.
Our next voice is Barb Church.
How long have you been with Indivisible Tacoma?
I actually don't know exactly how long, but I do know I was an environmentalist fighting different projects in Tacoma, realizing that we really needed to look at candidates who would be supporting our values. And Indivisible was just that group that saw what was going on, did a lot of research, and actually, I got more involved once Julie and Ellen Floyd were involved because they kept calling me about, asking me about questions about different candidates that.
Yeah, so that's Ellen Floyd
Yes. And
and Julie Andjeski. What is it about Indivisible Tacoma? Because you do a lot. I get the emails, and you're always posting things about certain bills that are coming up or environmental issues.
oh, me as Indivisible is doing that. Yeah, as part of that organization, they do just amazing legislative work, and they try to make it easier for the general community to understand exactly what's going on legislatively.
Yeah, which is so important because people tend to kind of gloss over when they hear, oh, legislative bill number blah blah blah, you know. But it's so important.
It is. And for years in the environmental movement, I would be on calls with Sierra Club or Stand Up to Oil, and they didn't deal with the legislative stuff as much. I started talking about, oh, but look at what this candidate's doing, and we need to get somebody who's going to support what we're doing here. And so we take candidates maybe that are status quo, may not be as progressive as we want. And if we challenge them, we can push them further along the way to be more progressive, more environmentally aware, and social justice wise.
So, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I would say that Indivisible Tacoma is a diverse group of people. Started out women, but we have men in there too now, and they're just really, really hard workers. And they work for candidates that they support, which gives them relevance in the community. When they have a forum introducing their candidates, people come from all over. And I think that's important. And part of what they do as well is, I mean, they really evaluate in many ways the direction that they're going. They're consistently talking, upgrading what they decide to do based on what's going on. I love that group. I don't know of any other group that's as hardworking as they are. They're like 24/7 almost. I'm not, but you could say Julie, Ellen, Vicky, a lot of them are, I tell you. But they bring me along. I have been when I was younger. I worked like 12-hour days, doorbelling and talking to candidates, but not today. And but it's a caring group that does what it needs to do to have their voices heard. Well, thank you. I thought this was going to be harder.
Okay,
Okay.
perfect. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now let's hear from Monica Vincent.
You asked about, yeah, Indivisible. They are amazing group of activists here. And for those that don't know Indivisible, it's a progressive grassroots movement. There's millions of activists in every state. And each group kind of runs independently, but they get help from the national at the national level and help with strategizing and movement coordination. And they're really an amazing group. On the local level, they've been knocking on doors for candidates. They've endorsed a group of candidates that they've put through an interview process and a really stringent questionnaire. before they got the endorsement, and then they show up and they put the feet on the ground. They go door to door, canvassing and engaging with voters, holding candidates' forums. And this is how democracy is created. This is how democracy stays healthy. And this is how we're going to win in November. And we'll be able to celebrate, because when you get involved like they are involved, you can feel good about it, that you showed up and you made a difference. So, you know, I really want your listeners to check out Indivisible if they have not, at their website, indivisibletacoma.net. Get going, get involved.
You know, I've been associated with them for a number of years now, and they are, it's a fun group. You know, I've done tabling with them and I've gotten to know some of them, and, you know, just for the social aspect, I'd say, yeah, get in touch with Indivisible Tacoma.
Absolutely. I mean, we were out at Pride this Saturday, and I got to talk to so many people. And it was wonderful. And you know what, Louisa? People were so, so thankful for, we were handing out these endorsed and screened and vetted candidates that have the values of Indivisible, you know, voter rights and housing rights and environmental protection, etc. They were so thankful because people don't always want to do the digging around that they've done, and they have vetted carefully these people. So it's just, it was so wonderful to be able to provide that to voters in our area. It starts at this local level. Who's on your school board making these decisions? Who's on your council? Who's, you know, county, state, and up to the top? So, you know, it sounds like a lot, but, you know, you don't get into the theater for free. You pay for your ticket. We pay to be in a democracy by showing up. We pay for democracy by being engaged. We pay for this democracy by electing good people and by being engaged citizens. We give it up when we don't show up.
Absolutely.
Or we leave it to someone else. They're good at it. I'll let them do it. That's not, I always think, Louisa, of that story of the girl that's throwing the starfish back in the ocean. There's thousands and thousands of starfish on the beach, and she's throwing one back into the ocean. A man goes, why are we doing that? There's thousands of, no, just one at a time. I can save this one. Well, we can show up and we can say, yes, I am just one vote. I am just one voice. I am just one activist, but I can make a difference.
Yep.
And that, what we have to remember, is that you make a difference. You make this democracy. It's not someone else. It's you.
Well said. Well said. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you.
And to wrap up, here is Liz Scott.
So I joined Indivisible. I was at the very first meeting at the UP library atrium there on January, whatever, 2017. And I joined because I contacted a friend who's very political, because I didn't know that much about candidates and being political, and said, I have to do something. I'm going crazy here. And he said, well, I heard there's this group. And so I had asked him if he could just send me things to do. And he said, well, I think there's this group I've heard starting. And he gave me the date and the time. And so I went, and there were like over 100 people there, all like me, going, what can we do? And the young man who started it, you know, a national one formed, and then he picked up on that and started it locally. I think he was a little overwhelmed by the turnout. And how do you organize 100, you know, people who don't know each other? There's no, so he dropped out after a couple of meetings, but it was messy at first developing some sort of an organization with people with divergent views and backgrounds and ways of wanting to organize. So I'd say the first couple of years were kind of messy and rocky and not sure what, you know, trying to find what is our mission. And a couple of times I kind of almost started to fall out. And then when Julie came along and she and Ellen had a really clear vision of, and we formed the steering team, things started falling into place about what our mission was, what we were going to do. Again, I'm not a super extrovert and I'm not super up on, you know, policies and politics a lot, but I feel like I want to do something. And so I, on the legislative, there's a legislative action team, and, you know, we contact our legislators and senators and local, I mean, our statewide, as well as congressional ones, and things that are important to us, we talk to them about, and usually more progressive than they are. We get some of our ideas and ways we approach things from the national, Indivisible National. What I like about being it with Indivisible is it gives me a structure to be able to do something to help. So if it's register voters, if I feel like doing that, if it's helping get elect people elected, if it's going to demonstrations, we've been so busy. We haven't really had done a lot of demonstrations since COVID, mm-hmm. but I have a feeling in the future we will be doing more of that, more of that kind of thing. But I like the people. I like the interactions with the people I've met. Yeah, the social part of it. Yeah, I like that I've learned so much about the intricacies of the political world and what it takes to get the world we want to have. And it takes a lot of work and a lot of detail to get things that we want.
But it's good work. It's good work.
It is good work. Yeah. Yeah. And you have people with you doing it.
Yeah.
And if you decide, and I've taken breaks where I've stepped back for a month or so and done the minimal, maybe showed up for a meeting or two, and then kind of, you know, regrouped and then came back into it. I think we all have done that a little bit at different times, just because, you know, it's 12 months out of the year. There's always something.
Right, right. Well, wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, one thing that's developed is the statewide, they've developed this TAN, Take Action Network, and Linda on our Indivisible Legislative Action Team has just specialized in that. Mm-hmm. And that makes it, you can provide input to your legislators with minimal effort. I mean, it takes, when legislator is in session from January to March or whenever that is, April on a long one, you can spend maybe 20 minutes to a half hour a week, but you can easily send information to your legislators about what you think about votes that are coming up and things that are happening there. So that's been a really fun, exciting, and powerful tool, I think.
Oh, very powerful. You know, how often do legislatures hear from their constituents? You know?
Yeah, I think they're liking it because they can, Mari Levitt has said, when she's on the floor or talking to people, she can say, I've heard from 500 constituents about this. And you know, on the other side is, you know, sending their information. So they need to hear it from people who are more progressive or democratic anyway.
Well, lovely.
One thing that's kind of fun is that when we're manning the booths at festivals to register to people to vote, it's really fun to all the people we meet and the conversations we have. So that's broadened my life and my perspective. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm just a middle-class older white woman living, you know, how would I, you know, I just be stuck in my little bubble. So it gets me out of my bubble.
Yeah. And that's so important.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for listening. You can find out more about Indivisible Tacoma at their website, indivisibletacoma.net.